Mesachus Kelim Perek Yisayim Mishnah Yedalev V'yeik B'mesh Nivra B'yema Rishon Tuma. There are kelim that are made from what was created on the first day of creation, on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, that would be Mekabel Tuma. That the earth was created on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and kelim that are made from the earth, such as Kli Charet, that is made from baked earth, would be Mekabel Tuma. B'sheni Imbo Tuma. The kelim that are made from what was created on the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, there is no Tuma to those kelim, and they can't make kelim for what was created on the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, as the Rekia of the sky was created on the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. B'shlishi Yishbo Tuma. Kelim that are made from what was created on the third day of Ma'aseh Bereishis would be Mekabel Tuma. As trees and plants were created on the third day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, kelim that are made from those materials are Mekabel Tuma. B'rvi uvachamishi. Ein behem Tuma. Kelim that are made from what was created on the fourth and fifth day of Ma'aseh Bereishis do not have Tuma, not Mekabel Tuma. On the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Ma'oros were created. The moon and the sun can't make kelim from them, obviously. And on the fifth day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the birds and the fish were created. And kelim that are made from birds and fish, from the bones, or from the skin of birds and fish, will not be Mekabel Tuma. Chut miknaf ha'oyuz, ubeitza namet hametzupa. With the exception of kelim that are made from the feathers of the oats, which is an aspa, or kelim that are made from the egg of an ostrich. And those kelim that are made from the egg of the ostrich are metzupa, they're covered with some other material, so that they are b'nei kiyam, so that they last. Such kelim, since they're very strong and they would last, are Mekabel Tuma min rabbanan, even though min ha'Torah kelim that are made from the materials that are taken from an oaf or a dog are not Mekabel Tuma. The Rabbanan were goyzer, the kelim that are made from the feather of the osprey or from the egg of an ostrich and is covered with some other material so that it will last, since they're very strong, would be Mekabel Tuma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, manish dana knafa oaf mikor knafayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, what's the difference between kelim that are made from the feather of an oaf or kelim that are made from the feather of some other oaf? Just like kelim that are made from the feather of an oaf, the Rabbanan were goyzer than a Mekabel Tuma, so two kelim that are made from feathers of other oaf would be Mekabel Tuma mid Rabbanan. Any kelim that are made from what was created on the sixth day of creation, people and land animals were created on the sixth day of creation, those kelim would be Mekabel Tuma, as kelim that are made from the bones of the animals or from the ore of animals are Mekabel Tuma. So that is kelim perek yizayim mishnah tesvav ha'isa kli kibo mikol makom tumi. Somebody makes a kli with a receptacle, no matter how small that receptacle is, even if it holds only a small amount, that kli is Mekabel Tuma, as a kli with receptacle is Mekabel Tuma. Ha'isa mishkav u'maisha mikol makom tumi. Somebody makes a kli that's used for resting or sitting down on it. Even if you can't fully lay down on it or fully sit down on it, it's Mekabel Tuma, it's mishkav, or maisha, if the zav or zav would sit down or lay down on it, it would become an abatuma. Ha'isa kis me'ora matzah min ha'nayar tumi. Somebody makes a purse from raw leather that hasn't been processed, or from nayar, material that's made from grass, that purse will be Mekabel Tuma. A pomegranate, an acorn, or a walnut, the children hollowed them out to measure dirt with them. The children were playing, and they hollowed out one of these things to measure dirt with them. Or the children took the rimon, alon, or egos to adjust them to be part of a toy scale. They would become tummy, they would be Mekabel Tuma. And the mitzvah of children is the same as the mitzvah of an adult. When a child takes a material and makes a kli out of it, even if he's using it only for a toy, that ma'aseh would make it into a kli, and it would be Mekabel Tuma. But the machshava, the thought of a child, is not the same as the machshava of an adult. If a child takes an already hollowed out riman, olon, or egos, and he wants to use it to measure dirt with them, even though this machshava would make it into a kli, if an adult would take a hollowed out riman, olon, or egos, and he wants to use it for a certain purpose, it would be considered a kli with that machshava. But the machshava of a child is not considered significant enough to make it into a kli, so therefore it would not be Mekabel Tuma until the child does a maisa. He takes the rimon, olon, or egos that had not been hollowed out, and he goes ahead and hollows it out with the idea to use it as a kli. In such a case, it would be Mekabel Tuma.